If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a KU band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click Satellite System.
Apothecary Herbs announces a brand new formula to help balance blood pressure from head to foot, strengthen your heart muscle, and reduce cholesterol. Now you have a professional strength alternative that works all without fear or worry of serious side effects. Empower yourself. Become independent from the expensive drugs. Call Apothecary Herbs and ask for heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula toll-free. 866-229-3663. Or online at thepowerherbs.com. Heart, blood pressure, and cholesterol formula is just $24.95 and comes with a money-back guarantee. So get a pencil and write this down. Apothecary Herbs, toll-free, 866-229-3663, or on the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. Oh, we got a show for you. Empowerment time. Get ready for it. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio, Herb Talk Live. Glad you're here. Hope you had a good time Tuesday with our special guests, Ty Bollinger and Dr. Michael Farley. If you missed that, I'm going to be talking with Dr. Farley Saturday on GCN at 7 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. So Ty can't make that one, but Dr. Farley will be with us, and we're going to talk about their book, Work With Your Doctor to Cure, 27 Ailments with Natural and Safe Methods. Excellent book. So, but if you can't get to the live shows, there's always the archives, right? Mm-hmm. And don't forget, coming up next week, Dr. Rebecca Carley is going to be joining us. So she is our wellness expert coming in once a month, as usual, to enlighten us all. So she'll be with us on Tuesday. And then it's Turkey Day. I can't believe it. Can you? Oh, I can't believe how time flies. Well, we got a great show. We're going to be talking about fatty livers. You may have one and not know it. So we're going to talk about the risks and what you can expect and how to reverse it. Yeah, you can do that. Not expensive, not hard. Mm-mm. And we have a quack report, but a big salute and semper fi to all of our military, all our righteous men and women in uniform. We lift them up in prayer. God's hand of protection be on them. And while you're hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, pray for all of America. Boy, do we need it, especially the folks up there in New York, New Jersey, from the storm Sandy. I hear they're having a rough time, especially those that are in the FEMA camps, also known as concentration camps, I hear. I don't know. There's a big update on that on naturalnews.com, so you can check that out there at your earliest convenience. Spooky Black Hawk helicopters and tents with ice and water in them. It's just not a good – can't even – charge your phones and stuff, so I don't see what good FEMA is then. Do you? All right. Well, without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, let's see. What do we have? Oh, here's something new from across the pond. This was reported in PLOS Medicine Medical Journal. Two leading tobacco control advocates have come up with the idea that they are suggesting that tobacco smokers should be required to apply and pay for a smoker's license in order to continue to buy their cigarettes. And you know what a license really is, don't you? It's something they want you to get and pay for, permission they consider for doing something illegal. Like driving and getting married and hunting and fishing. And so why not, I guess, a tobacco license? Crazy. Here it is. Simon Chapman, professor, University of Sydney. He's proposed that users would have to pay and apply for a mandatory license in the form of a smart card that would, you know, would be shown when you buy cigarettes. And therefore, you know, they think it would discourage young people from picking up that nasty habit, see? Of course, smart cards would allow the government to limit how many cigarettes that you can buy, 50 a day averaged out for a two-week period. American adult population, we got about a little over almost 21% of the American adult population smokes. Now, there's opponents on this idea, and I bet you there are. They don't like the idea of a smoker's license. They say it's Orwellian. Yeah. Orwellian social engineers. They say, what's next? Licenses to drink alcohol, to eat junk food, or have sex? Yeah, well, you know, that's how it is. Control, control, control. That's a smoker's tax. You know, you realize that. What else? On top of the sales tax and whatever tax they already have, you know. Moving along in the quack report. Now, we know Obamacare is due to be fully implemented January of 2014, but our large companies, including our restaurants, our chains that we're so familiar with, like Denny's, Olive Garden, Papa John's, they're not waiting for next year to get ready for that. That's right. Florida-based restaurant boss John Metz, he runs about 40 Denny's restaurants. He's decided to offset the Obamacare costs by adding a 5% surcharge to all the customer bills, and he's also going to reduce his full-time employees to under 30 hours a week, effective immediately, because apparently under the Obamacare, if you have over 50 or more employees that work 30 hours or more a week, you're going to be hit with a $2,000 penalty regarding the insurance plan, the health care. So what are these bosses going to do? Well, they're just going to make sure if they are over 50 employees, they're just not going to be working 30 hours a week. They're going to get 28 hours a week, and then they're going to get a second job, I guess, in order to make ends meet. That's apparently the game plan. Obamacare requires businesses and franchises with more than 50 workers. They have to offer an approved insurance plan or pay the $2,000 per employee penalty. So a full-time employee is anybody that works 30 hours or more a week. The program mandates that only employees working more than 30 hours a week be covered under their employer's health insurance plan. So Olive Garden, Red Lobster, Denny's, Apple Metro, Jimmy's, John's, they are all considering reducing the worker hours. Several other restaurants are thinking about skirting the Obamacare by reducing the number of employees and the number of hours that they work. Now, Metz is adding a surcharge because he believes that eventually Washington will, you know, redefine things, amend stuff, and then hit these companies with a fine for doing what they're planning to do, see? So he wants to go ahead and hedge his bet against that. Now, earlier in the week, Papa John, CEO John Schnatter, told his shareholders in a conference call that Obamacare is going to cost the company about 14 cents more per pizza, and they're going to have to pass it on to the consumer, their customers. Moving along on the Quack Report, Texas has the legal right and the moral right to secede from the union. Yeah, Texas has filed a petition to secede from the union, and they can because in their state documentation, they can do that. Texas, in their documents, when they became part of the United States, they said Texas is a free and independent state subject only to the Constitution of the United States. So that means Texas is not subject to the President of the United States. It's not subject. They're not subject to Congress of the United States, or the collective will of one or more of the other states. So Texas has loyalty only to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And basically, their feeling is if the federal government's going to ban the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, Texas has no obligation, moral or legal, to recognize any government that's betrayed the law of the land. So secession is an American principle, according to Ron Paul. We came together voluntarily, he says, and a free society means that you can dissolve it voluntarily. It makes sense. The U.S. federal government has no legitimacy today. It has abandoned the limits of government set forth by the U.S. Constitution. It's destroyed its own legitimacy. And the federal government now operates today in D.C., Washington, D.C., only as a criminal gang, it's been said. Wow. Ooh. Moving along, last but not least in the Quack Report. Oh, by the way, before I forget, if you would like to check which states have filed petitions to secede from the United States, you can go to http://petitions.whitehouse.gov/petitions, and you can find your state there if they file. There's like 13 states now want to succeed. North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, the list is pretty long. They have to have like 20,000 signatures within 30 days, though, in order for that to work. So hopefully enough people get on there. And I don't know if the White House is counting those things legitimately. Who knows? Last but not least in the Quacker, the folks up in New York, Rockaway, New York, after Storm Sandy, have come down with some illnesses. People have a really bad cough at Rockaway and Queens. It's a post-storm health problem, according to health officials. Residents are hit hard in these areas, and they're exposed to an aftermath of mold and other things. Apparently, people have a cough and migraine headache. Dr. Manny Alvarez of Fox News reported that migraines and respiratory problems could be signs of toxic exposure. The city's health departments say that recent testing shows outdoor air quality is good, but indoor air quality not so good. Airborne toxins could come from mold in flooded basements, and health officials warn people to wear gloves and masks when they're cleaning out debris. Now, the mobile medical units there at Far Rockaway, New York, said respiratory illnesses are second to the other problem, which people are coming in with high blood pressure from stress. So respiratory and high blood pressure seem to be taking its toll on those folks up there. So don't forget to lift them up in prayer, okay? And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about your liver. You may have a fatty liver. Yeah, put the liver on the diet, right? Okay, could you have a fatty liver? Would you know if you did? Well, some of us could have fatty livers and not really know it. So there are like 15 million Americans living the American lifestyle. And approximately 90% to 100% of them already have or will soon have a fatty liver. It's almost guaranteed, folks. Modern medicine has two categories for fatty livers. One is the non-alcohol type, and the other category is associated with obesity and alcohol consumption. So there really, though, is a third category, which, you know, medical science likes to ignore, and that's the one where you get liver problems caused by prescription drugs. Well, let's talk about what fatty liver really is. A fatty liver is a liver that has accumulated fat cells. Duh. Well, interestingly, medical science does not call a liver with some fat cells a disease. And why is that? Well, because it is very likely that if there is no permanent damage, you know, no scar tissue, no cancer, that kind of thing, then the condition can be reversed with some inexpensive and very simple methods. Also, science is really not precisely sure how the liver gets all clogged up with fat cells. So it could be a digestive or a metabolism problem as well as a diet problem. Now, you officially have a fatty liver if the weight of the liver increases by 5 to 10%. So a healthy adult liver weighs about 3 pounds, and a fatty liver will weigh between 4 and 5 pounds. Now, this is why, you know, medical examiners, the coroners, will weigh vital organs when they're doing autopsies to help them determine the cause of death. Now, if the liver gets fatty, it slows the normal function of this organ, and inflammation can result, and it's called hepatitis. Now, if the condition is not reversed, fibrosis or cirrhosis with scar tissue can develop within 10 to 15 years. Now, it is estimated that 20% to 40% of the individuals who are grossly overweight run the risk of this happening, and it's called steatohepatitis. Now, an indication of being overweight is excess fat around the waist. Now, for women, if your waist is 35 inches or greater, or men, if your waist is 40 inches or greater, well, then you're pretty much considered overweight, and you could be on the road to having a fatty liver. Well, let's talk about the medical treatments. If you go to your medical doctor, they'll want to take some blood samples, and they're going to check for elevated liver enzymes. Now, if the enzymes are elevated, it's already an indication that damage has already affected the liver. Now, if your doctor then may want to do a sample, take a sample of your liver tissue, also known as a biopsy, and he want to check that. Now, if you object to cutting into your liver, because that's what a biopsy is, then an ultrasound or CT scan may indicate that the liver is enlarged. Now, for overweight individuals with a fatty liver, they are treated basically the game plan to treat them for obesity and diabetes to try to correct the liver problem as well. So what if you're a non-drinker and you have these liver problems? Well, if you do not drink alcohol and have a fatty liver, you may have inherited some weak liver genes, or your lifestyle has contributed and caused obesity and diabetes and a liver problem. Over time, the liver is going to enlarge, and the liver cells can be replaced with scar tissue called non-alcoholic steatohepatitis or cirrhosis. Now, it is very likely that the liver will fail or develop cancer. So according to health experts, sick livers are on the rise. a 20% increase in adults, causing 6 million Americans to seek treatment. Rates are up also in Asian and Hispanic children, as well as by 3%. And but, you know, some people are blaming it. Some of the experts are blaming it on the high fructose corn syrup that children are consuming. Now, in America, more than half of the children, 53%, are considered obese and have fatty livers. And the fatty livers are being found in children as young as 4 years of age. That is incredible. It's just incredible. Not good. Well, let's talk about the risks for you if you're a non-drinker. What are going to be the risks and your liver problems? Well, there are several factors that can contribute to this illness. As mentioned, heredity can play a part, but this illness also likes to rear its ugly head in middle-aged individuals, especially those who are overweight or obese. So if you suffer from high cholesterol or triglycerides, your risk is higher for developing a fatty liver. If you are pre-diabetic or diabetic, your risk increases as well. If you have digestive disease of the small intestine, such as Crohn's disease, your risk is greater. And if you have viral hepatitis or an autoimmune disease, your risk is also greater. People suffering from malnutrition or an overload of iron are also at risk. And if you suffered from tuberculosis, you're also at risk. Now, what about if you are a person who consumes alcohol? If you're a drinker, what are going to be the liver problems then? Well, the other category that I mentioned for major fatty liver disease, according to science, is if you consume a fair amount of alcohol on a regular basis. So we're talking about drinking two or more alcoholic beverages per day and perhaps a binge or two per week. Now, if you're a moderate drinker for about 10 or 15 years, well, then your liver is going to have some problems. If you are a heavy drinker for a short period of time, hey, your liver is going to have some problems. So it looks like alcohol can lead you down the road to liver problems. But, you know, there is this other category that I mentioned that modern science, scientific healthcare doesn't like to mention. It's the drug culprits. There are prescription drugs that can make the liver ill and cause it to become fatty. Let's go down the list. Aspirin is on your list. Also, drugs for heart arrhythmia, calcium beta blockers, anti-inflammatory drugs like your cortisone, prednisone, corticosteroids. Cancer drugs are on the list, as well as estrogen drugs, anti-epileptic drugs, tetracycline, and also carbon tetrachloride, which is a cleaning agent. It's also used as a refrigerant. So if you absorb that somehow, ingest it or breathe it in, you can really damage the liver. And let's talk about some drug combos, because mixing a bunch of prescription drugs is very dangerous. And doctors and pharmacists really don't know what will happen to you after that first prescription, because that first prescription will cause 100 chemical changes in your body. So every time you add a drug to the first drug, you kind of are playing a chemical Russian roulette. So you risk hurting your liver when you take any prescription. So to be more specific on the deadly liver combos of drugs, you should avoid using rifampin, which is an antibiotic, rifampin, and then mixing that with Seculavar, which is an HIV drug, and then also mixing it with simvastatin, which is an anti-cholesterol drug. So those are the three deadly combos of liver. And what are the symptoms? Well, if your liver decides to signal you to a problem, you may experience a few symptoms such as a dull or nagging pain in the abdomen, weakness or nausea, bloating and flatulence, in other words, gas, high cholesterol and high blood pressure, the weight gain, and maybe a yellow pigment to your skin. And many of these symptoms develop slowly, and you know what? They're often ignored by individuals. They are. Well, I got to mention our Canadian friends, because we do have people that listen to the show in Canada. According to the health authorities there, approximately 50% of Canadians are overweight and 75% of them are developing fatty livers unless they make some lifestyle changes. Therefore, fatty livers is up 23% in Canada, and it tends to correlate with the obesity rates. And I have to mention our elderly because there seems to be some several ways to make the liver fatty. Now, we mentioned malnutrition earlier as a way, and our elderly tend not to eat so healthy. But on the flip side of that, the elderly in nursing homes may be given parenteral nutrition, which is an intravenously fed nutrition. But if you do that long term, that delivery of nutrition long term is a way to produce a fatty liver. So our elderly can get a fatty liver that way as well. Well, let's just kind of recap quick. If your liver is fatty and inflamed, it is vulnerable to disease. And currently, there are no drugs for fatty livers, but that doesn't mean they won't come up with some in the future. But the effective method of reversing fatty livers is through permanent diet changes and some regular exercise. So if your liver is an important organ to you, and it is, you should take care of it. So your liver is going to be responsible for these functions. It filters the blood, of course. It removes toxic substances. It stores vitamins. It synthesizes cholesterol. It metabolizes and stores fat and sugar. It assembles amino acids into proteins. It controls blood fluidity and it regulates blood clotting. It removes excess protein through the kidneys and it burns fat. And it mixes bile for the digestive system to metabolize fat properly. So your liver does a lot of things. So when the liver is healthy, it's not hard for us to lose weight. But if the liver is fatty, the process is kind of reversed. The liver tends to store the fat, and then you gain weight. So then other symptoms will tend to follow if that's the case. You may get high cholesterol, high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes. Also, hepatitis and cirrhosis are just a stone's throw away when you're in that category. Other complications could also arise, like an inflamed gallbladder or appendicitis or pancreatitis. So if you are an alcoholic, you can count on these types of complications and the likelihood of having surgery and also the high death rate that comes with those surgeries. So you want to change your lifestyle as soon as you can. So you can, here's the thing though, you can reverse fatty liver disease with discipline and control. There's no quick fix, and you will need to avoid all alcohol and sugar, eat a healthy diet, you know, more fiber, more fruit, more vegetables, and use those real lean meats along with your regular exercise. You can even layer in some liver cleansing herbs like milk thistle and barberry bark to help the liver replace sick liver cells with healthy ones and to clean out the gallbladder. Now, folks with fatty livers are usually low on energy, so exercising is a challenge. But let the new diet kick in, and your energy is going to come back. And then you can layer in some energy herbs like ginseng, spirulina, and chlorella to give you a little perk up. Call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have products and instructions that will help you keep your liver fat-free and functioning. Look for their milk thistle and their barberry bark and their liver and gallbladder cleanse. They have American and Siberian ginseng. And in the body food mix, you'll find the spirulina and chlorella for more energy. And they do have heart formulas there as well. And you can avoid the toxic drugs. Give them a call, toll free, 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Of course, the website, thepowerherbs.com. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Got to take a break, but more health news on the other side.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the sight. They don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose. They
breathing life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010. Or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Let me tell you about a place somewhere up in New York way, where the people are so gay, twisting the night away. Here they have a lot of fun, putting trouble on the run. Man, you find the old and young twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night away. Here's a man in evening clothes. How he got here, I don't know. But man, you ought to see him go twisting the night away. He's dancing with the chicken slacks.
she's moving up and back. Oh man, there ain't nothing like twisting the night away. They're twisting, twisting. Everybody's feeling great. They're twisting, twisting. They're twisting the night. Let's twist a while. With the older queen who's dolled up in a diamond ring that's twisting the night away.
Hey, we're back on Herb Talk Live. Hey, that's Sam Cooke. I love Sam Cooke. It's kind of jazzy. All right. Well, we have a second half to do, and we're going to empower you. We're going to be talking about how we can stay more healthy. But before I do, I'm supposed to let folks know that if you want to catch my show on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. You can on the shortwave show, 4840 WWCR, so you can check it out there. If you were listening to me on Thursday afternoons at 4 on the shortwave, we've moved, or we'll be, I guess in the next few weeks, we're going to be officially moved to the Tuesday night, so you can kind of catch me both places at the moment, but soon only on Tuesday nights, so right after the 7 p.m. show right here on American Voice Radio. All right, we're going to talk about staying healthy. You know, I grew up with my mom, my brother, my grandparents. And, you know, my grandparents raised a family during the Depression era, World War II. And then, you know, they helped my mom bring us up in the 60s and 70s. And during that time, you know, you didn't waste anything. You didn't buy really anything on credit. And people had usually had a really good work ethic to go along with, you know, their good moral character. Man, do I long for those days again. But when my peers were experiencing the hippie culture, you know what? I was learning how to pick some ripe fruit because my grandparents kind of old-fashioned. And I was also learning how to be patient with the elderly. And I was also taught to be asked to be excused from the dinner table, sit up straight, no elbows on the table, that kind of thing. People actually had dinner back then, you know. Now, I'm not complaining. I'm just actually marveling at my upbringing compared to some things that you see today, and also how that upbringing helps you throughout your lifetime to stay healthier. So I'm trying to help my children today deal with a lot of the insanity of our current civilization and try to stay healthy as well. Now, just in case you missed out on how you should pick fruit and stay healthy, we're going to talk about some of this right now. Some of the stuff my grandma taught me, probably you know this, but let's talk about how do you pick some really ripe fruit. Okay, most people don't realize that fruits and vegetables are picked before they are ripe. And fruits and vegetables are also treated with chemicals and sprayed with enhancement liquids before they are even put on display at your market. Now, more than 75% of the insecticides used on the fruits reach the core of your fruit. So you don't want to eat the core unless it is organically grown, okay, and you know it's organic. So how do you know when your apples are ripe? Well, my grandmother taught me to turn the apple over and look at the flower end opposite from the stem. Now, if, for example, if you are examining red delicious apples, they should be red all over. Now, if the flower end is green, it isn't ripe. Okay? So I always picked unripe avocados until I was taught to squeeze it slightly and feel the seed inside separate from the meat of the fruit. This indicates that the avocado is ripe. Otherwise, you're going to get a really hard avocado. You won't rupture or bruise the avocado, by the way, if you use all five fingers when you do that. Now, selecting a ripe pineapple is also a bunch of fun. Finding one that is uniformly ripe is the trick. I usually see people at the market smell the bottom of the pineapples to see if they're ripe. Well, the juices that help pineapples ripen are at the bottom end, opposite of the top green fonds. Therefore, you know, people kind of smell the bottom of the pineapple to see if it smells sweeter. However, if you really want to truly get a ripe pineapple, which is ripe all over, you set it on the fonds end. This is how you know you see pineapples displayed, and therefore you don't really they don't really ripen evenly. So when you can pull on the fond and it comes out easily, your pineapple is ripe. The average pineapples at the market are not picked when they're ripe, so don't throw away the outside leaves or green of your green cabbage. The outer leaves have more chlorophyll and 40% more calcium than the interior whiter leaves. So I know people tend to think they're kind of, you know, not crisp, and they throw them away, but really they're awesome. All right, so what about picking fruit with or without seeds? I know the younger kids, they don't like seeds, but let's look at that. My grandmother knew that food that had a seed were very important to health. She said the seeds were the glands of the plant and is the nutritionally superior to your seedless produce. So you're going to also find natural vitamin E in the seeds. So foods with seeds also contain nutrition that helps keep our reproductive system balanced. Now, I was once told that oranges were originally as small as berries and loaded with seeds. Now, with each generation, the foods have fewer seeds. Now, chemically speaking, seeds contain uric acids, nutrients, and other chemical elements that are necessary to produce life. As scientists modify the foods, creating more seedless varieties, the health of mankind is going to suffer. Now, for instance, you can now obtain not only a seedless watermelon, but one that is red through and through with no white rind. Now, this is unfortunate because the white rind part of a watermelon contains sodium and it is a natural diuretic. Now, the seeds of watermelon contain a natural tranquilizer for the nervous system, and you can grind up watermelon seeds and eat them. Now, the sweeter watermelons will be of the female variety. So check the end of your melon, and the one with a flower end or an indented end with no stem is going to be your female watermelon. Now, my grandmother and my grandfather were in their 70s and early 80s, and they didn't have any arthritis or rheumatism. Okay, my mother also did not have arthritis or rheumatism, and my grandparents learned from their parents that people who use raw sugar as opposed to processed white sugar did not have as many health problems. And of course, we should use all sweets in moderation. Well, let's talk about breakfast in India, because one of my herbal professors once spoke about how the people of India will use dried fruit as a sweetener. Now, don't forget, dried fruit will have many times the sugar content than fresh fruit. So, well, during the winter months in India, they take dried apricots and hydrate them by soaking them in water. Then they rub the hydrated fruit on the side of a wooden bowl to make a puree. They add buckwheat or raw sesame seeds or almonds or sunflower seeds or even pumpkin seeds, and then they eat that for breakfast because this is a very high in vitamins and B complex and, of course, fiber breakfast food. Now, what about the gluten factor? Because many people have, you know, a lot of allergies to wheat, and they are sensitive to the gluten in the wheat. Oatmeal has gluten as well and should be avoided if you have a wheat allergy. There are grains that we can use instead of wheat. Cornmeal is a nice alternative. You got to get organically grown, though. And it contains natural phosphates to help feed the brain material, your nerve endings, and even your glands. But be aware that yellow cornmeal will have about 4% phosphates and white cornmeal 2% phosphates. Other alternate grains which don't promote weight gain are brown rice and millet. So if you have digestive problems along with a gluten allergy, these are not going to be that unusual to find. The gluten in wheat can disrupt digestive flora, so using flax seeds can help because it provides the system with some vitamin F. F is in fun or frank, to help build back the natural digestive flora. So you can make a flaxseed tea using 1 teaspoon of flaxseed and 1 pint of water. Bring it to a boil, remove from the heat, cover for 30 minutes, strain out the seeds, and drink the water. Now, here's some potassium tips for you if you need some extra potassium. I have mentioned before how I love olives, but if you take 12 olives and you steep them in water, you can make a potassium broth to help heal the heart. You can do something similar with potatoes. About 60% of the potassium is located in the outer edge of a potato. So if you boil a potato and cut it in half, you will see a white ring under the skin part, which indicates the presence of potassium. So you can take the outer part of the 2 potatoes and put it in a pint of water, make some potato peeling broth in just 20 minutes. Strain the broth and drink it, and you will help neutralize harmful acids in the body as well as provide some aid to the lymphatic system and your cardiovascular system as well. So in the future, the foods are going to be more adulterated. You realize that if you don't get organic, and they're going to be more regulated. So you might want to get to know your foods a little better, stock the organically grown ones, learn how to can if you can do that, get some foodstuffs with a long shelf life that are organic. Also, don't forget, if you're looking at your herbs for medicinal purposes, your herbal tinctures have a very long shelf life of at least 10 years if you store them appropriately away from heat and light. Don't need to refrigerate them. You want to keep them away from moisture if you can. Also, your powdered herb mixes also will have a 5 to 7 year shelf life, depending on how you store them as well. So herbs are pretty resilient. So if you're looking for a backup medicinal power kit for the future, you can check out thepowerherbs.com. They have several kits to choose from. They also have package deals that you can take advantage of. And right now, I think through tomorrow is the end of the special for the supersized pandemic kit, which also doubles as a cold and flu kit. So if you want to supersize your pandemic kit, you can at no additional charge. It's an $85 additional value to you, and that special runs through the 16th. So tomorrow is the last day for that. So if you've been thinking about getting a flu kit or a pandemic kit, this is your opportunity to get twice as much formula at no additional charge. So take advantage of that. Go to thepowerherbs.com and click on herb kits, and you can follow which kit you want to purchase. And or you can just give them a call toll free at 866-229-3663. Ask for a free product catalog, or you can place an order 24/7 there. There's always customer service there. You can place an order, or the powerherbs.com website is also there for you. Okay, we got a few minutes, so I want to talk about some ancient secrets. There's some ancient secrets regarding healing and staying well. We could go through the pyramids of Egypt. We could go to England and see Stonehenge. We can try to look for the little gray guys and the UFOs. We can look at archaeology, artifacts, and hieroglyphics. But the most interesting and mysterious ancient secrets I want to reveal, the average person may not think as being treasure, but of course, if it's going to make mankind healthier, it's worth its weight in gold. So we're going to talk about some of these ancient secrets that you may not, or you may be aware of. The ancient treasure maps of the world have creative elements. You know, Egyptians, the pirate maps, they used the stars and the constellations, landmarks, animal symbols, sea monsters and serpents you see on these maps as clues. Ancient maps have been found on paper, on vessels, wood doors, crafted onto copper plates. But you know what? The kind of treasure map that I'm looking for is really going to lead us down a different road. It's going to lead us to a treasure nonetheless, but not one that's made out of gold and silver. because not all treasure is silver and gold. Now, our allopathic medical establishment has secrets of its own. Many are a bit stunned to realize that the basis of modern medicine was actually created in pagan witchcraft dating back to the Babylonian Empire. Even today, the AMA's physician practice alchemy and base the treatments of vaccines on the theory of like cures like. Now, you've got mercury and other foreign elements in your vaccines, that's really considered alchemy, and people just never think of it that way. Now, if you're looking at a full detailed research of the foundation of modern scientific medicine, you can view Dr. True Ott's DVD called History of Medicine. You can go to his minerals, meminerals.com website, and ask about that there. Very cool thing to have. Now, nearly 20 years ago, I realized the world's best kept secret was, you know, not in the pyramids, not in Stonehenge, but basically in some of the, you know, common sense, effective natural healing methods. Ancient health spas had health benefits, you know, the hot springs and things of that nature. But the best kept secret in the ancient world was basically, you know, convincing people the power was within themselves to heal themselves. They had that power. Now, they may need to use some medicinal herbs for super nutrition, but once they got it in their head that they had the power to correct a problem and they just set about to do it, they could do it. For instance, let's talk about whooping cough for a minute, because whooping cough's been in the news fairly recently. Many natural physicians claim that whooping cough is not life-threatening to healthy children. The pertussis vaccine, known as the DPT, has been controversial for some time. And it's made of purified pertussis whooping cough bacteria, which supposedly contains fewer toxins. However, some experts are saying it can actually cause neurological complications. Some of these complications from the pertussis vaccine have been convulsions, mental retardation, learning disabilities, physical handicaps, and even death. So if injury from vaccines were not a fact, the federal government wouldn't have paid out damage claims in lawsuits. But a study of over 215,000 Swedish children who received a DPT shot showed a rate of 1 in 17,000 of getting permanent brain damage. However, many medical and government authorities used the 1981 British study, which showed 1 in 110,000 children suffer neurological damage, and 1 in 310,000 irreversible neurological damage from the DPT shot. So U.S. physicians tend to misquote these figures, and most children receive more than one DPT shot. The public is not aware that the British use a different whole cell pertussis bacterium, which is scientifically less potent than the U.S. pertussis vaccine. So why do I bring this up, that DPT, whooping cough vaccine, why am I bringing this up? Well, there are successful natural therapies for it that have been around for thousands of years, and we're missing the boat by not using them. Now, an ancient herbalist would use actually thyme herb in conjunction with immune-boosting herbs for whooping cough cases. Thyme is an antiseptic-like herbal, has properties that are antiseptic, and also it has a very effective germicide. So if you have a cough or congestion or the flu, you can even use thyme to actually speed your recovery. Now, thyme herb, T-H-Y-M-E, is going to kill whooping cough bacteria, while it makes it easier for the person to breathe because it has an antispasmodic action. Herbalists have used thyme for hundreds of years for respiratory ailments, stomach and bowel problems, and even uterine issues. Now, one of the benefits is it soothes the nerves. It has a little bit of a sedation action so that you don't have this compulsive coughing that keeps you up all night. So you can actually use that and get some sleep. There are over 60 varieties of thyme, and you want the Thymus vegularis variety. Now, the secret has been well hidden from you for a while, I'm sure, that thyme herb is world famous. It's even in your Listerine antiseptic mouthwash. If it wasn't good, why is it there? So young children usually prefer thyme tea, a little less potent for the young kids, but you can use it in a tincture as well and do doses by weight. You can layer it with some immune-boosting herbs like your echinacea, your astragalus root, and those kind of herbs. Herb teas are not as potent, as I said, as the tinctures, so you'll probably have to consume more as a volume than you would a tincture. A tincture dose is going to be about a half to a full teaspoon, and a teacup is about 4 ounces. So you can administer the herbs when the cough is problematic and they can't get some sleep and it calms them down. You also can use a little organic unfiltered apple cider vinegar to cut phlegm. Very good at cutting that mucousy phlegm. So layer your thyme with a really good apple cider like Bragg or Spectrum. Those are very good unfiltered vinegars that you can find in your health food store. So if you're looking for thyme tincture and tea to use as your cough aid, your whooping cough aid, a germicide aid to get over the flu and your colds and congestion, you can layer it with your other immune-boosting herbs. It's an excellent formula to have. We have it at Apothecary Herbs. It's an ancient herb, but it's still powerful, and you know who made it. God did, so he does everything right. You can call for a free product catalog at Apothecary Herbs at 866-229-3663 or visit the website, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're outside the U.S., you can dial 704-885-0277. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. Or the toll-free at 866-229-3663. Goodness, I can't believe this hour went so quickly, but like I said, next week we're going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley on the 20th, and of course, you know, then the 22nd is Turkey Day, so everybody's taken off, gobble, gobble. And, of course, then we have the last week of the month that will be enlightening you with more health news to empower you, of course. And let's see, if you're up Saturday morning at 7 a.m., listen to me on GCN, and I'll be talking with Dr. Farley on his book. We interviewed him here on the 13th, right here on American Voice Radio, so you can hit the archives if you missed the show or tune in Saturday. Also, let's see, we got Christmas coming the next week. You know, next month it's going to be here before we know it. Of course, we'll have Dr. Carley with us on the 18th of December and enlightening you as we move through that month as well. If you have a health topic, though, you'd like me to include, just drop me a line off the powerherbs.com website, and I'll try my best to include that in the show. Absolutely. Absolutely. So, but do get work with your doctor, Ty Bollinger, and Dr. Farley's book, excellent book, you'll like it. Diagnose and cure 27 ailments, natural and safe, with natural and safe methods, a natural way to approach some things. So a nice book to have in your health library. But if you also have not the Power Herbs book, do get that for $14.99 off the powerherbs.com website. So book I wrote with lots of herb secrets in there. Gotta go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician, if you dare, before using any product or therapy. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.